Hello, everybody. Another edition of Archived here on the Brad Gilmore Show Network. This week's episode is weird. This was actually a podcast I did before I ever started podcasting. My first semester of college at University of Houston downtown, my English professor said, you know, hey, one of the things we're going to do in this class is we're going to do a podcast. And you're going to have to sit down, you're going to have to interview somebody about a certain topic, and a topic of relevance that we were talking about in the class at the time. And we're going to have to, sit down, do the interview, and put a little slideshow video together for it. You're going to present in front of class. The first person I reached out to was a guy named Andrew DeWalt, better known as John Dew. He's a rapper here in Houston, part of a group called the Houston Elite MCs. Known him for a really long time. And we sat down, we did this podcast together, really short, about 4 or 5 minutes long. But when I was going through my files and I found it, I was like, man, this is really good stuff. You know, we touch on some basis about, you know, socioeconomic classes and just different school systems and funding for schools. And we cover a lot in about 4 or 5 minutes. So I just really wanted to share it with you here on the Brad Gilmore Show Network, part of our archive series. And so check it out right here. Brad Gilmore and Andrew DeWalt, better known as John Dew, here on the Brad Gilmore Show Network. My name is Brad Gilmore. I'm interviewing Andrew DeWalt, also known as John Dew. We're going to be talking about his schooling, the school he teaches at, creativity and music. My first question, John, is describe the school you teach at and what type of social class that you feel it belongs to.
Our school is a combination of middle school and high school. We are considered a economically disadvantaged school, which means that the students that go to our school generally make their parents make below a certain amount of money. And so therefore it requires them to have assistance in school as far as lunch is concerned, as far as supplies and some other social things that we provide for the kids and the families. So our school is an all-boys school in particular. We consist of Black, Hispanic. We have a population of, I believe, 1% is white. The school has generally, schools in the inner city of Houston are considered economically disadvantaged because of the surrounding neighborhoods that go with the school are generally government-funded project areas or government-funded housing areas. So the school, again, is considered, and most schools in HISD are considered in the inner city to be what are considered economically disadvantaged schools.
All right. Well, do you feel as though the type of school you attended as an elementary school student encouraged your creativity? If so, why?
As a student in elementary school, I attended various different elementary schools. And so in that process, I was exposed to many different things, which allowed me to be creatively effective as a teacher. I've been exposed to different sorts of demographics. I've been exposed to different types of social classes. I've been exposed to different types of learning styles, differentiated instruction. I've also been exposed to a lot of different types of lessons and people that have actually affected my outlook and my perception on how teaching can affect a student. During my elementary term, I went to schools in various parts of Houston. So I attended schools in Houston. I attended schools in A-Leaf, and I attended schools in Sugarland, all in an effort to, for my parent, my mother was trying to find a place for me where I would be serviced as a child that would extend my learning beyond what normal students in a classroom would be exposed to. I do feel like I've been given an opportunity to have different exposures that did help me in my teaching. A lot of the lessons that I use today are things that I was exposed to in my youth that I remember worked very effectively and efficiently, being that I could remember those things. So I do feel like at a certain point, my exposure during my youth is very vital to the way that I teach and the style of teaching that I use today.
All right. Well, would you say that your creative development as a young adult pushed you to become a teacher?
I come from a family. My father was a former drummer. My mother was a former dancer, a drill team dancer. And so they always had a love of the arts. They also encouraged me to enjoy those arts because they felt that those were the type of things that would keep me from getting into a lot of the mischief that young men would get into growing up in the South Side of Houston. So my mother was really always encouraging me to pick up some sort of music. And I always felt like when that encouragement was put on me, it was one of those reliefs as a child, because you realized that you had a way of outletting any type of expressions that you want to use.
All right. Well, lastly, do you feel that people who deal with creative arts are better with instruction of a subject, or do you feel it doesn't affect the person's ability to actually teach?
I do believe that people that are creative and are really well-versed in the arts have a dynamic way of getting a lesson across. Life is a stage. A teacher is always on stage. The students are the audience, and the key is to captivate and to draw your audience in to the things you're saying and let it become who they are.